This is a special recording for RPG A Day 2018, presented by Dave and Matthew, hosts of the Coriolis Effect podcast. Hello and welcome to the very last RPG A Day of 2018.
I felt like we needed some kind of fanfare, really.
We've got some kind of sound playing in the background. Can't you hear it?
Yeah, I know we have, but yeah, that's we get that on everyone. So we have an extra special fanfare with this one. Anyway.
So, my name's Matthew, and this human trumpet is my mate Dave.
Yeah, my wife calls me that, but not for that reason. Anyway.
It's the trumpet at the other end.
Right, so Matthew, share why you take part in RPG A Day. Why do you do it?
Okay, well, this is my second year of doing RPG A Day. It's kind of my third year, except I started doing it 3 years ago and did about three posts and didn't do any more. And I like RPG A Day because it imposes a certain discipline. You and I both started our blogs about the same time. And it's easy to be enthusiastic when you start and to write, you know, a few posts and think, well, this is great. I'm going to do this every day. And then, of course, you don't. And then a gap between posts gets longer and longer. And that is kind of what happened with my Fiction Suit blog. Until last year's RPG A Day, where I said, right, okay, I'm going to commit to this. And I'm going to write 31 posts. And obviously, you're inspired by different questions. Some of the questions inspire you more than others, but that's okay.
Well, that's inevitable as well, isn't it?
Make you think about writing something. As we have not, at any point in this last month, sat in silence going, can't answer that.
I don't know what to say about that one.
Yeah, no, you know, that just doesn't happen. And that may be because we don't know how to shut up, but because they say something to us in some way. They're a thing to respond to. And of course, last year, I was writing my blog posts and we were doing a podcast at the same time. And it was only kind of halfway through that I went, Dave, what we should have done is we should have recorded these and done them as a chat together.
Yeah.
And that's why we're doing it now. But I'm interested, Dave. I mean, apart from me saying that to you last year, and again, reminding you as it was coming up this year, why have you done this with me, you fool?
Well, partly because you said it would be a good idea.
influence.
It is an excellent idea. No, so I think there's a number of things here. Firstly, you know, it makes me feel even more so than I do already, part of a bigger community. And it's a real pleasure to consider myself to be part of the RPG gaming community. Yeah, not just in this country, but obviously worldwide, because, you know, technology now, you can talk to people all over the place. And podcasting in general, and I think RPG Day in particular, you know, makes being part of that community much more tangible. It makes me feel a bit like I'm part of something that's quite a bit bigger than myself. And it's a very warm and fluffy thing that I'm part of. And it's a real pleasure to do that. I think the other thing as well is, you know, it's given us another opportunity to spout my half-formed thoughts and thinly veiled swipes at you across the internet, which is great. Yeah, it's been a great opportunity to do that. Like you say, I don't need much encouraging to talk about role-playing games and talk and keep talking about role-playing games. So as an opportunity, it was just too good to miss. And it's great to think that there are people out there who are finding some value in what I'm saying, whether they agree with it or not. It's great that there are people out there who then interact with us and take our views on board and have a think about it. But I think also the last thing I'd say is, you know, you've said this before, it is absolutely true. We are in a golden age of gaming. Ever since I've been gaming, role-playing is more mainstream and better attended and better, oh, I can't think of the right word, but there's more people doing it than ever before. You know, Hasbro in D&D is selling more than ever before. Some of those players are going to move out into games other than D&D, so the rest of the community gets a beneficial effect from D&D's success. And kind of recognizing that and wanting to be a part of it and wanting to be part of the community that's I hope everybody is loving and reveling in all of this great role-playing loveliness, is great. And that's, I think, a very long-winded way of me saying why I take part in RPG A Day.
Yeah, no, it is a great time. And I'm just realising we've gone through this whole month without mentioning the award that we got, along with everybody else who does actual plays, from at the beginning of the month.
From Gen Con,
From Gen Con, the Diana Jones Award. And do you know the origin of the Diana Jones Award?
I don't, no.
Shall I tell you the origin of the Diana Jones Award? Because it's a great story.
If you're brief, we've got about 5 seconds left.
Back in the day, there was a game by TSR called Indiana Jones.
Yep.
And it got pulped for some reason. I don't think it sold as well. The license was withdrawn. Games Workshop had made their own licensed version of TSR's version. That all had to get pulped as well. They had to burn it, I think. They just put a big fire on it, put all their books on. And some wit at Games Workshop pulled from the ashes a little bit of the word Indiana Jones that read Diana Jones in this sort of Indiana Jones script.
Yes,
It preserved that in a block of perspex to be a sort of paperweight or something.
Excellent.
And then at some point many years on, they thought, well, this jokey paperwork gathering dust in the office, we ought to turn that into some sort of prize. That's what it is.
It looks like an award.
There is no Diana Jones. There is only the end of Indiana Jones.
Yeah. I got that much. But
And it's a great award. And it's an award that's appointed by a panel of previous award winners, basically. And they decide to give it entirely... They create a short list to begin with, but then they give it to a thing that's had an impact on gaming culture. And I think being part of the internet explosion of support for role-playing games, of the mainstreaming of role-playing games, even though I feel that, you know, the little niche we're in isn't as mainstream as D&D is now with Critical Role and stuff, I think that's part of the reason why we do RPG A Day, to positively bring games into the forefront and to share our enjoyment with an ever-widening, ever-growing, and conceivably a thing that should just grow. There's no reason why anybody, except for my wife, who really hates games, shouldn't enjoy role-playing games.
No, indeed. Excellent. Well, I think we're coming up to the last iteration of the closing siren.
Are you going to reveal where that sound comes from, as you promised back on day one?
Well, I'll just play the... I didn't finish the quote. The quote was, I don't know what the hell's in there, but it's weird and pissed off, whatever it is. And for those of you who didn't get it already, it's from... Well, it has to be from my favourite movie, doesn't it? It has to be from The Thing. I guess our listeners are probably sick to death of me talking about The Thing. I promise, the next podcast, I will not mention The Thing at all. I won't mention it
once. You mean to say the next podcast will be Thing-free?
It will be Thing-free as a reward to all our lovely listeners for listening all the way through RPG A Day.
Do you mean to say it will have no thing in it?
It will not have any of the thing in it. We could just have a podcast that's like an hour and a half of just silence, if you really thought that was a good thing. But that might not get
answered
well.
And yeah, we'll be, our new normal service will be resumed in early September with the next episode of The Coriolis Effect.
Indeed it will.
And we should be producing an actual play shortly after that, shouldn't we?
We should. It was an interesting thing about the actual play stuff. I was wondering whether we ought to focus a little bit more on trying to do some actual plays, because I think they seem to have gone down quite well.
You and I might not be avid listeners of actual plays, and not all our audience might be, but I think there are some among them who do enjoy them. But I think our next scheduled game, yours and ours, is you running Simba Room.
Very soon, in fact, yeah.
So we'll be recording that one. So there will be an actual play shortly after that.
Yep, let's do that. That'll be The Tale of the Lonesome Goblin, I think that one would be called.
Jolly good.
Anyway,
I look forward to it.
Just one final thanks to all our listeners for hopefully listening all the way through this month. It's been great. It's been a real privilege to spout off. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.
And thank you from me as well. And goodbye until next month.
Goodbye, everybody. And see you soon.
This podcast special was brought to you by RPGGods.org and FictionSuit.org. RPG A Day is an idea from David F. Chapman of Autocratic.com, with the support of CastingShadowsBlog.com and Will Brooks. Music is by Stars on a Black Sea and used with permission of Free League Publishing.